This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's a 50% drop in new COVID cases in the U.S. That's the latest word from the World Health Organization. Its just released report says overall, coronavirus case counts fell 17% worldwide over the last week compared to the previous week. The number of deaths around the world is declining too, down 7%, says the WHO. The AP's Karen Shamas with what else the WHO is saying.
The report also shows that the Omicron variant is increasingly dominant, making up nearly 97% of all cases. Just over 3% were of the Delta variant. Case counts fell in all regions apart from in the Eastern Mediterranean zone, which reported a 36% jump, notably with increases in Afghanistan, Iran, and Jordan. I'm Karen Chemas.
At the Winter Olympics in Beijing, Lindsay Jacob Ellis will bring home the first gold medal for the U.S. She won the snowboard cross competition. The AP's Jackie Quinn with more on this.
The 36-year-old avoided making the same mistake that cost her the title in 2006, falling during the final jump at the Games in Turin. In 2010, she came in fifth and said,
"It's unfortunate that, you know, the rest of the world only sees this race and then 4 years ago, so I guess I don't have a great track record if, you know, for the general public."
Jacob Ellis, competing in her fifth Olympics, is making history. The oldest U.S. woman to win a gold, and 16 years being the longest gap between medals for any U.S. woman.
Iran's got a new missile that reportedly can reach both U.S. bases in the region. Iran State TV says the missile is highly accurate and can defeat missile shield systems. No independent confirmation of that. Iran unveiled its missile this morning. This is AP News. The Cincinnati Bengals are going into Sunday's Super Bowl as underdogs, but that's okay with them. Jeremy K. Gover has this preview.
After barely earning the AFC North Division title by going 10-7 during the regular season, Cincinnati won all three of its playoff games, but by a combined total of just 13 points. And things aren't going to get any easier, as Los Angeles not only boasts a star-laden roster, but they'll be playing on their home field. Veteran tight end C.J. Uzama says his Bengals aren't intimidated by the Rams and their impressive lineup.
More so than anyone else, they have some dominant players, but they play as a collective unit. And I couldn't love this matchup more between two teams because we play as a collective unit.
If Cincinnati wins on Sunday, quarterback Joe Burrow will become just the third starting quarterback to have won an NCAA national championship and a Super Bowl. I'm Jeremy K. Gover.
Gas prices are still going up. Gas is $3.47 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.